I am thrilled to invite you to this first of what will be many, many teaching series from the Kingdom Institute. I thank you for joining on the very first one. Today we're going to look at the Kingdom Principle, sowing and reaping from a biblical perspective. Now, what we're going to be doing today, there's going to be three lessons. This is the first of three lessons. And as we continue at the Kingdom Institute, we will have many, many, many more series of three and four and five-part teachings for business people to not only help them unleash the power of Holy Spirit, but do it in a kingdom way for anywhere around the world. Today in this series is our first show, the first lesson on the Kingdom Principle, and that's capital T, capital H, capital E. Why do I put the emphasis on the Kingdom Principle? Here's why. Sowing and reaping is the first biblical covenant. Let me show that to you. We're going to be reading a lot of verses today. And I want us to go and I want us to read as we open up this series. Father, I thank you for this time that in these three lessons that through my voice, through this oracle, that you express through me your will for the men and women hearing this about how sowing and reaping is the first biblical covenant that's as effective for business as it is for anything else in our life. So may your truth, may your word come through in these three lessons in Jesus' name. There's five foundational truths that I want to share with you about sowing and reaping in business in this series. And all of it is based starting on Genesis chapter 1, starting with verse 28 and 29. I'm just going to read three verses. So if you're with me, if you have your Bible, I hope you do, and your notes like I have my notes, that I've already made my notes, I want you to take notes as we go through this. Genesis 1, verse 28. Then God blessed them, Adam and Eve, and God said to them, here we go, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, sowing and reaping, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, seed and harvest, and it shall be your food. And as we jump to verse 15 of Genesis 2, that was Genesis 1, 28 and 29, Genesis 2, after they're in the garden, God gave them the garden to tend. The Lord said in verse 15, then the Lord took them, man and woman, and put them in the garden to tend it and to keep it. Sowing and reaping, seed and harvest, is the first biblical covenant in the Bible. And that is why we're starting with the Kingdom Principle, sowing and reaping. I want to share with you just a second of why this first foundational truth, that being the first covenant in the Bible, is so important for us in business. A covenant is a guarantee. It's irrevocable. When God gives us a covenant, and there's the Noah's covenant, the Davidic covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, there's many others we won't talk about today, but this is a covenant, the very first one given. And when you think about the garden from a business perspective, I'm jumping right into it now. Let's reflect on this. God gave them the seed. God gave them the plants. God gave them the trees and the fruit. That was the entire wealth of the world at that time in that garden. That was kingdom wealth. And he said, go forth, multiply, make more. You tend it. It's up to you to make sure that you multiply even more. Friends, I want you to realize as we jump into this very first lesson of the Kingdom Principle, that sowing and reaping is a covenant. It's even more than a principle, it's a covenant. It's an absolute 100% guarantee. The first guarantee God gave man and woman. So just keep that in mind as we go through these other four foundational truths of the power and of the covenant of sowing and reaping in this first lesson. Now, truth number two. Now that we've got a taste of what it means of the power of the covenant of sowing and reaping, We're going to come back to this in future series as well. Truth number two that I want to share with you today is this, that sowing and reaping is perpetual. It never ends. It's a guarantee. It's a promise, as we said in the first truth. The second truth is that it never stops. It never ends. In Genesis, and I hope you have your Bible with me if you're sitting down and studying along with me and taking your notes. Let's turn over to Genesis 8, and I want us to look at just one verse, Genesis 8, 22. Now, this was after the flood. This was after the flood. This is Noah's time. And God comes back and tells Noah, gives another layer of this covenant of sowing and reaping. Genesis 8, 22 reads, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest," exactly what He promised Adam and Eve. Now He's speaking it to Noah. "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease." This covenant of sowing and reaping that began with Adam and Eve in Genesis 1 and now in Genesis 8 carries through that it's perpetual. I want you to think about that in your business. As you start now thinking about sowing and reaping from your business, it's perpetual. It never stops. Once you grab onto this covenant for your profitable business, it will never end. That's a foundation I want you to reflect upon. Number one, it's the first biblical covenant, foundation number one. Foundational truth number two, it never, never ends. As you continue to sow, you will continue to reap. Think of it this way, even with Jesus and the people around Him in the New Testament, Jesus sowed into the 12, ended up being 11 after Judas, of course, denied Him. But that 12 turned into 120 at Pentecost, and that 120 became 3,000 after Peter spoke. And then in Acts, you see it exploded, and now it's in the billions. See, that seed that Jesus planted of the new covenant, as an example, is continuing. It never ends. So as you back up again, I want to take us just back just a second and reflect one more time on the two tremendous truths I've just shared with you that probably you have not considered for your own business. I hadn't until about 7 or 8 years ago. I said, "This is really good, Father. Thank You." That the very first covenant of the Bible was sowing and reaping. That's why I call it the kingdom principle. It was the first. It was the first. And as the first, it takes preeminence and over many of the others. This is the first. Secondly, it's perpetual. It never stops. So it's first. It never stops. Now, I want to share with you something, the third truth that the Lord gave me as I was studying this. Now, I'm going to take a little bit more time on this truth than the first two just to launch us in this lesson. The third truth is this. For those of us in business, men and women, listen to this very carefully. God produces your reaping. He produces your provision. This is the third truth of sowing and reaping. Let me say it another way. God never expects you to carry the weight for your provision, the W-E-I-G-H-T. He does not expect you to carry that weight for your provision. When you agree to and work in the covenant of sowing and reaping in your business, He is the one that will supply the provision. I'm going to give you some verses that you can go and study yourself. We're not going to study them today, but I want to give you a context on how you can believe this as truth. Exodus 16, verses 13 through 15, this is where God promised the people coming out of Israel the manna. He provided the manna every day. "I'm going to feed you. I'm going to give you this increase." And He did for 40 years until they entered the promised land. God never expected the Israelites coming out of slavery in Egypt to provide food for themselves. He provided it for them. They did not carry that weight. God did, until they came into the land that had the seeds, that had the trees, that had everything prepared, the land of milk and honey. Then they took care of themselves then. In Luke 5, verses 5 through 7, we're going to come back to this in lesson 3 and go into this in more detail. But Luke 5, 5 through 7 is the great story of where Peter and all of his fishermen buddies, they had fished all night, had not caught a thing. Jesus came to them, hey, throw the nets on the other side, and they came away with a supernatural harvest. What Peter was doing on his own with his other men and women in business, in that case men, the fishermen, God provided the provision. He provided where the harvest was. It was Peter's job to go get it. We'll come back to that in lesson number three. That's another example. Not only the Exodus of the Israelites, God provided the provision. He doesn't expect you to have to focus on the provision. He wants you to focus on the seed and the harvest, the planting and the sowing. Ephesians 3:20. Remember Ephesians 3:20 as it plays into this. How does Ephesians 3:20 play into sowing and reaping? Well, Peter said in Ephesians 3:20 that God can do supernaturally, abundantly more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine according to the power that works within you. There's a supernatural power that works within you that can provide for you a supernatural harvest that God is already in the process of preparing when you allow Him to focus on the weight of the provision and not yourself. And one more verse on this third truth, that God produces your reaping, your provision, is this. Matthew 6:33. It's one of my life verses. Many of you, probably like me, know it by heart. Matthew 6:33. Seek first, focus first on the kingdom, covenant, and your righteousness, and then all these things, the provision will be added unto you. I wanted to take a little bit of time on this third truth because if you're anything like me, I've fought for years, for over 40 years, and I'm the one that has to provide all the provision. I'm the provider. I'm the man of the family. I'm supposed to go out and provide for my family. That's not a bad thing. But when I put it all on myself, it was a bad thing because God is providing for me. Once I understand this covenant of sowing and reaping, yes, I sow, yes, I reap, but in the middle, He provides. Once again, lesson number three, we'll go into a lot more detail on that. This is so important to remember. It's not all on your shoulders. Give God a job. That's His job in your sowing and reaping. You sow, you reap, He's going to help you. He will provide the provision for you. That's so huge. Don't move away from that. Study these verses I've suggested to you. Exodus 16:13-15, Luke 5:5-7, Ephesians 3:20, Matthew 6:33. There's a perpetual supply awaiting you when you let God be your provider instead of you doing it for yourself. So far we've mentioned three foundational truths on the kingdom principle here in lesson number one. That number one, this covenant of sowing and reaping was the first one in the Bible. Secondly, it's perpetual. It never stops. And third, God doesn't expect you to carry the weight for your own provision. Those three are huge in and of themselves, but there's two more I want to share in this first lesson. Truth number four is this. We know this. This is as we sometimes say in America, a blinding flash of the obvious. We know this, but it bears repeating. You don't plant seeds, you don't get a harvest. No seed planting, no harvest. No seed planting, no harvest. I want us to turn to Matthew 25, and I want to read a quick story that most of us are familiar with. And it just points to the fact of how God looks upon, how Jesus looks upon someone who doesn't plant the seeds that are available to them. Matthew 25, starting in verse 24. We know the story. This is the parable of the talents. And any of us in business, most of us have read this many times. But I want us to take this in a new lens. Look at it through a new lens of sowing and reaping, of seed time and harvest. Matthew 25, let's start in verse 24. Then he who had received the one talent, now this is now not the others, but the one that had the one talent, we know what he did with it. Let's read it from the Word. He that received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew that you were to be a hard man, that reaping, that you reap where you've not sown, you gather where you have not scattered seed. Guess who's supposed to scatter the seed? Guess who's supposed to harvest? See, this is seed and harvest right here, the kingdom principle. verse 25. And this one talent man said, I was afraid. And so I went and I hid your talent in the ground. He didn't sow it. He hid it. He just sat on his sack of seeds. Look, I've given you what you gave me, what is yours. But the Lord answered him and said, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So take that. You could have put it in the bank, he says in verse 27. At least you could have gotten some return on my investment if you put it in the bank. He's speaking seed and harvest, financial ROI right there. Take that seed, give it to somebody else. If you don't sow the seeds that God has given you, you're not going to get a harvest, and He will not be pleased with that. Lesson number two in this three-part series, lesson number two, I'm going to teach you 10 different kinds of seed you can sow in business. So you want to learn and listen and go to lesson number two after you've take time to study this lesson along with me. No seed sown, no harvest. When you sow good seed into good ground, you do get a supernatural harvest. Now, I want to go to Matthew 13, verses 3 through 9. Let's just go back a couple of chapters to Matthew 13, verses 3 through 9. This is just to remind us, to encourage us to sow. Matthew 13, verses 3 through 9. Then he spoke these sayings to them in parables. Behold, a sower went out to sow, and he sowed. Some seed fell on by the wayside. The birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have enough earth, and they immediately sprang up, but because they had no depth of the earth. But when the sun came out, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others, here's the fourth type of ground, but others' seed fell on good ground and yielded a good crop, some 100, some 60, some 30-fold. Those that have ears, let them hear. You are expected to sow that good seed. And when you do in good ground, you can expect God to provide that supernatural provision we said in truth number three, that He carries the weight of bringing that provision to you. And so what we've gone over here today already are five truths. Truth number one, that sowing and reaping is the first covenant in the Bible. Secondly, that sowing and reaping never stops. It's perpetual. It never ends. Once you begin sowing good, you will reap good. And if you sow bad, you will reap bad. Truth number three, God produces your reaping and your provision. You don't have to carry that weight on that. Truth number four, no seeds planted, no harvest. The lazy servant got the talent taken away from them. He was not living in the covenant promises. And I just shared truth number five, that you sow good seeds, you reap good harvest. When you sow good seeds, truth number five, you reap a good harvest. We just read about Matthew 13, 3 through 9. Good seed into good ground produces a supernatural harvest. This first lesson is a quick lesson, a quick overview on why the kingdom principle I suggest to you is one of the most important foundations of your business. That once you start seeing how the seed and harvest time of sowing and reaping feeds into your business, once you get this and say, wow, I've never considered this as part of my business, that I need to be sowing more so that I can reap more, and not just living in the Babylonian system of buying and selling, but God's kingdom economics of sowing and reaping. Oh, by the way, we'll do an entire series on that in the future. We're going to do an entire multi-lesson series on kingdom economics in the near future. But for today, I just wanted to plant this seed literally with you, that the kingdom principle, the first in the Bible, applies as much for your business as it does your family. So to review one more time, write these five down, reflect on them, study them before you go into lesson number two with me. The five foundational truths of the kingdom principle, sowing and reaping is the first biblical covenant. That means something more than probably you've ever thought of before. Number two, sowing and reaping never stops. It's perpetual. God said, I will continue this forever. Number three, God produces your reaping. Number four, if you don't sow, obviously you don't reap. And number five, when you sow on good ground, you will reap a good harvest. My hope for this short lesson is just simply to give you a new perspective on this powerful covenant. The next two lessons, we're going to look at 10 kinds of seed that you can sow in your business. 9 of them you probably never thought of before. And then in lesson number 3, we're going to come back with 5 keys to gathering your harvest. 5 keys to gathering your kingdom harvest. So I hope you've enjoyed this first lesson. And let me share with you a way that you can sow that maybe you haven't so far today. Guess what? If you consider this kind of teaching for you good seed, if you consider this good for you, then I'm encouraging you to join me at drjimharris.com. Come to my website, drjimharris.com/partner, and you can learn how you can partner with me so I can continue recording these and teaching these series and paying the entire video team and all my social media team to get this out to you so you can take this seed and you can produce even more of a harvest. I encourage you, partner with us. We need your help to get these lessons and more out. So I hope today this has been a good start for us. Lesson number 1 on the Kingdom Principle, sowing and reaping. We'll see you next time on lesson number 2. Thanks for joining me today.